You can start. Don't forget to be procedure. I'll see you later in a minute.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson of the Parliamentary Committee, and thanks to all the members of the committee, honorable members. We are from Vivitech, a company that we newly formed. The company is led by a woman-owned organization, Broad-Based Ghana Investment. In 2006, having listened to all the pronouncements worldwide, and especially from our own government, that there was going to be this migration process, we realized the position that we were going to be at in terms of not understanding what's going on, and as usual, like the cell phone industry that came, and we were always the last to be made to understand. I mean, I'm not in a machine because I'm now, I cannot see a cell phone effect, but I never understood that industry from the beginning. So what we did this time around, like we did in the mining industry, we decided to, from that early stage, to develop our understanding of it and to avoid sitting back and going to be led and invited to participate as VE participants. We decided on our own to investigate and identify technical partners. We knew we wouldn't on our own do it because we didn't have the expertise, but we understood what it was going to mean to us, especially us women in the urban area. By the way, Mandela is very broad. The bulk of our shareholders are the next movement of rural women. So for us, it's always important to get into areas that everyone understands from their beginning. So in the process of investigation, we came across Roynet, a technical company, Roynet, and to our pleasant surprise, we understood our situation. And we decided to buy the manufacturing expertise, the manufacturing expertise which they were willing to sell to us wholly as it was. Because by that time when we negotiated buying, they had already tested through the FATC, and our understanding of that is to know what that is. But what worried us was when they were prepared to just sell this whole thing like we thought was going to be good business to them. And we then decided, okay, we'll buy it off them, but still allocate them 5%. That's why we told the other 95% owners, and we invited them to exit, to remain there so that they can attempt as we move along that in this business for years. So we are here now with our technical partner. Before I go any further,
we are supposed to be progressing here.
On my left, it's Ms. Ramukopa. Levanto Ramukopa. He's one of the technical members of our and member of the management. Mr. Rampa Ramoko, and our head of operations, Mr. Dasha. haven't seen it before, so that's for us, you know, this event, where we have to and what we need to do. And before I hand over, I just want to also indicate that in the process of the investigation, and due to the processes that are going on in our country, we out of, I wouldn't say out of, it was some luck or whatever it is, but I think for our involved activities that we demonstrated both in the country and in the continent, we found ourselves being approached by countries like Mali, Cameroon, women from those countries, the members of parliament that come through every 2 months, to guide and advise them on putting together a similar structure in our country now. And in the process, we were dealing with this digital migration process, and we found ourselves being introduced in those countries, and therefore introducing what we are trying to do, and discovering that even at the level of the African Development Bank, there was very little knowledge, and we could provide some guidance there and through them access the African market. So we have been engaging with Africa, and we believe with the samples that that have been ordered from us over time, including samples that some of our colleagues that are in business with similar in South Africa, that have ordered samples for countries like the Seychelles and Kenya, where our set-top boxes there are being sampled and successfully. So with that introduction, Honorable Chair, I would like to hand over to Mr. Rampa Ramoko to give the presentation.
The only problem which we have created is that Madam Kitten, she's asking me now, how can she become part of those women who are part of members of parliament, so that they can also participate. So we are creating a problem for me. There is some process.
Chairperson, honorable members of the committee, once again, thank you very much for the opportunity to present DiviTech to the committee as well as our leaders with regards to digital migration. In the morning, Chairperson, honorable member of the committee, I think that Mr. Sonnenberg made a special request during the proceedings that may require psychiatric treatment at the end of the presentation. And I like to believe perhaps that our presentation today would serve as a special dose to Mr. Van der Beek and us to ease the pain that we may have endured during the day from the presentation from various stakeholders. I would just like to add also, before I proceed with my presentation, that at DiviTech we are ready. We have been patiently waiting as the groom on the altar, at the altar, for this beautiful bride to arrive. People have mentioned roadblocks, I think small competitors, for example, and so on. We may understand that the bride might actually be stuck in the traffic because of those roadblocks. But we are ready as DiviTech. Who we are, my chairperson here, Ms. Tashika Sanwani, elaborated briefly about the relationship that we have struck with Voynet as Nozala Investment. Nozala Investment leads a consortium comprising of Nozala Investments leads a consortium comprising of youth organizations comprising of black intellectuals in the IT attributed, which we own 95%, and Boeing only 5%. We have the manufacturing facility that we own as attributed, which we bought from Boeing about 2 years ago. We are truly representing the startup in set-top technology company. Our focus obviously is Africa, the rest of the continent, but we are hoping to use South Africa as a springboard for digital migration for the countries in that process. We have this unique partnership between ourselves and Lozano Consortium and Wayne. We have the technology. We are in a position to provide advice as we have done previously. To other stakeholders, including our countries in Africa. We have a local electronic manufacturing solution that we provide in Africa. And we are also able to provide e-government capabilities through the set of boxes that we have developed today. Prepion, Nozala, I'm not going to go into detail about the company itself, but Nozala is a broad-based women's empowerment company that has been in existence since 1996. We've made investments in several industries, including resources, industrial and consumer services. And on the board there, we list some of the investments that we've made today. Reynolds needs no introduction. It's a listed company in JSC. Market cap of about 12.5 billion rand. It operates through several divisions, including the electrical division, the greater, which is well known in the defense space, and last year also talked about that well known in telecommunications and mobile systems. And lately, we're in a controlling investment in infection to Nozala Consortium also. What do we offer as speakers? What are our capabilities? We like to present to the community and to the industry that we have got the migration expertise. We have been involved in this industry since 2006. Myself, not personally, but just members of our management team have been involved at the level of digital government, as well as advising other stakeholders. We have got local design capabilities, which is drawn from Reuters, our technical partner, part of the Reuters. Reuters being based here in Stellenbosch and employing approximately 1,000 people. We have the manufacturing capability throughout CNC to own 95% of the system. Our relationship with Wayness offers us access to consumer electronic experience. That obviously is not for the appropriate brands and companies like Lashio and Panasonic. And as Nozala, we have also been able to enable the requirements to be up to the market through our network that we have established through 1996. And that puts us in a good position to offer that migration to the South Korea. This is just a snapshot overview of our history in the set of manufacturing and our technology. And as I said, we've been involved with the migration process in 2006. The yellow dot is an indication of the rapid development that we've been embarking upon, that has exhibited cutting edge technology that we have developed as we have income and we draw a lot of the from waste, for instance, so it looks up. So we just have an effect. We have today done
set up
also as you said, offer another proposal and infrastructure and proposal of the stakeholders concerned, and infrastructure that covers the whole chain from development phase to the manufacturing phase, as well as including distribution have
highlight of what is that we have in the last year, but I think this is my kind of in promoting or changing industry act is very nice. We make a point that we try for 50 years, many industries are actually closed right now. Thank you. digital, if we are ready to go to market, we have already invested in funds.
Thank you. Probably you're still in manufacturing set of boxes or whatever.
which option would you advise that government has put up? The one that seeks to address the needs of our people, the one that seeks to make a great investment of economic problems.
was asking that question in relation to the presentation that you have made earlier on the other presentation. The issue of the election are being mounted in order to keep the government in the area of the ability of the human economic action and the human
if, for example, there is an order placed
one entity, government, and we know how to deal with that entity. But that's not so possible. And that's not so possible for all the solutions to make the market. What you want to avoid in this process of change, that for a retail model, you have layers in between where people would like to make their margin. And make
digital data, let's deal with the analog side. as digital, the term goes on. Thanks, Chairperson. We are humbled by the opportunity for the tournament given to the committee. I start by introducing four key people who are part of this presentation. It was never my intention to present as just that I thought the document will cover daily by their things. The profile of NAMEC was not intended to be presented in time. I'm Chief Taro and Mr. Chairperson of NAMEC. The lady on my side, which is Naoma, to come. Yeah, she's an engineer at profession. We've got Dr. Ntivani Ndazaba from CSIR, and we've got Tishani Bovenda, our technical partner, and further is Nathan Mountain. He's also an ICT guru, he's our member in Western Cape. But may I also introduce some of our members nationally coming from Western Cape. Maybe you can all set up
Center,
for the benefit of all South Africa, particularly black. Lambeth is not a race. White, tall, medium, or colored. So no one can come and think that we are a racist organization. Paul, so sorry, can you just say it? Paul, can you say it? So we are here to appeal to you. We are not going to come with 20 protesters. We can take an hour, but we need to be assured by you, not that you. You, the parliament, that blacks are going to be given their peace. A better fight must be done. There's no point about this. I think you have to come like this. You don't need to go. You know, the industry normally to dictate our government, but we are of weak left, we don't dictate our dictating our government. Because we do dictate our government. And the Constitution also looks at the policy of transformation as a key to the empowerment of black people in the West. I will go to just like about Name, the ICT campaign. We've got software developers, the hardware, ICT companies, and electronic manufacturers. We've got community stages around the country. I'm not going to leave much on this because Professor Dr. Sibani just coming and few other areas about NAME. These are the offices. We've got all startups in the country represented here. This is a NAME consortium. This can be the NYCA, FTA, Instead Organization, Progressive Women Association of South Africa, Community Product Unit, and we've got 108 member stations. So it's a little broad base in the future. And this is our program. Our program is good to design and development of the support, NetWire, as made people, broadband, digital training, one sec, content development, and technology development. These are our milestones, which I will not leave a mark upon. We did our research like we indicated and to understand this sector. This is the sector and it's a new economy. Therefore, no one can claim expertise and knowledge over this. We are all have to learn. So there was no reason for any black person to come in and say, I mean, we have a knowledge. We should all learn. We speak with our all over the world. So no one can come and call them and say, right. We all have to learn it in three different countries. So we have to learn this thing. So multidimensional. This is our organization that will be in terms of our rollout. This is how they will be developed. These are our partners. What you know? These are also our partners, the municipality, state government, where we had an appointment, and also the operating incentives by some of these municipalities. And also, in the future, they will be afforded facilities and incentives, water, electricity, and the rest. Our people are here. That's where events are raised and all licensing are finalized. There are several of these reports from people that are available. Software, SSP, FF4, compliance, MA, certificate, FFAP, manufacturing, current capacity. So we can order the display for income and share that we increase our capacity to 2,000 and 2,000 a month. Manufacturing personnel, other technology that will be required in their input. And that is what we will be doing, packaging and storage. And all that. Those are the areas that are going to be used to produce human applications, South Africa, to make that going. and YTK. And also I have to take issue of what must, where must have, because 4 months, I would say, three Western Cape, one in Northwest, one in Natal, and one in the city. This was owned by our members, Israel and Palestine. We also have to take issue of consumer awareness and outreach program. The model that was used in America, in South America, in India, we see how when it happens in the culture, know the bottleneck in terms of who will be ready when this migration can start. Besides, it's something that they used to be ready for because the application is normally used on internet or on phone. Another question, that's a short conclusion of my little program. I think the computer is that 2 or 3 years old or just basically. Before that, I'll speak 1 minute to really to Nona to keep the process of us, you have the CSR to develop the
I will go through the design and the specification of the Kenya construction.
So
So this is the overall architecture that we are looking at. Now going through the access, the actual access design that we can get this is just an overview of the system. Let us get where the you have to just develop a system. At the lower end, this is the hardware part. If I have a connection to that, this is the right now, that's not done by us. Unless we do that,
thank you.
cannot.
Thank you.
the best information we can get is that while talking to modern services has been in self-care, and then linked to the identity that we have, and then a certain moment, I asked the patient to be for this service.
Now,
public credit rating
for the also issue that was being of manufacturing of the candidates for the neighbors, that's an area that the NAMET will look the CSIR because there's a capacity that comes. And that is the area that is implemented. And also for the code that in our experience in Kuna project around the globe, the issue of signal stimulation, there are challenges like in other regions. But we need to actually discuss metrics to give to the best locality. There are issues of the only to what the UK has. In NAMEX, the SAT, the cabinet advised the DPP program efficiently. It's called ICT, it's called tech company, it's called all. And fortunately, we studied all standards and the challenges that come to the standards. Particularly, let's say, in South Korea, the major in South Korea is going to be so fast. You have to be exact when you in a country. It's important to speak about the type. If you're going to fish off other languages, you can't drop a one of them. Don't try to make things. Bible drop, Tuesday, 26th. And you can't be kept for college once you get the kill. So South Africa should take a risk of the switching off regular. It could be potential, maybe on the 31, 36th, so that they could be able to manage that process. So those are the issues that we can bring in and advise the department. So the issue of advising the department is very key. Why? Which way can we use? But when we use the local internet, it's very key.
Thank you very much. Yesterday when you were also presenting the distinctive, in particular the use, that the process of analyzing the what state the manager will take to analyze, indicated the use in terms of how the process must move forward. So when it comes to that, so we encourage all the other managers to take that so that no one is left out. That was the indication. So we start with that. Except that my question is why how sustainable are these jobs to understand? That's when I talk about creating those jobs. And how sustainable are they moving forward? Whether the research institute is very important. How sustainable are these jobs to be talking about creating those jobs for the research platform which are the things that we need to cost? This eminent presentation is for us that like we are moving from the two ends into the center. One two spaces come off, but the 2 days 1 point is the also we come into the market. At 1 point, and we have the software where you might, depending in terms of innovation, also you know, to be able to do. But the two extreme things would move from the two ends. At 1 point, somehow one will stop to grow whatever it is. It will seem, I'm not sure whether I put it wrong, but how sustainable is it over
it's a way of saying. There is one for something that I said before in the United States.
you see, in my opening remarks, I stated that the economy, the economy, the new sector, sustainable. The question of how does the government proceed, particularly on application, on e-governance, on e-commerce. E-commerce is huge. Because they are using the broadcasting internet, they are not using the internet. So it's huge. Because we still take time to process the internet. So broadcasting internet is there for life. My second will come and go. So that's why the Islamic is not one. You can't think of something that you don't know where it's coming from. You should begin to start this innovation phase and move with it and also interact into this very service, which is ultimately in this interactive system. Thank you.
No, I expect your point, but you are not responding to my question. I expect your point, what you are saying. There is some reason. Is that if unless this integrated PC, they are not going to be able to interact. But if they are going to interact, they are not responding to my question. Because they are interacting anyway. When they come in integrated, they embedded systems into the system. To bring themselves to top of the set of. That's my understanding. Unless the embedded integrated system is not going to be able to interact, there will still be a distinct for what the set-top box can do on its own without. I'm not asking, but I'm not an expert on science. I'm just raising it as I'm just seeing.
Thank you, Chair. Obviously, what we have seen in the past and what has happened in other countries is that the job change, maybe the job, the specific jobs may not be long lasting. So mostly the job will change. And at some point we had what they call the computer in the US, and the computer went past the other people that were trained to do that. We have to do jobs, but other jobs went to the right, the two jobs. So there would still be other people. That's why we always say that if you open a platform and you allow for other innovations, there will be other jobs that could continually be created by the industry itself, maybe in terms of the content, in terms of the services that it can develop. Now, when it comes to the other, with the fact that the TV would come to at some point, of course, the traffic could also continue to that, to say that, well, why don't we also continue to stimulate the manufacturing of those TVs? So we just say that we only manufacture the TVs. We do have the well, that's something that could be done. I don't know whether the government would take that part. But generally, the jobs in the sector usually just come in and go over. You can increase it later. That's why in training, a lot of times in the system, training is so that people can be agile and can adapt to what is needed at that particular special field. Our current
Thank you, Chair. My apologies to the rest of the House. Chair, members of the committee, your speech, Councilor, I want to thank you for the opportunity to make this presentation. In relation to air technology readiness and manufacturing set-top options for migration programs. In terms of the content of the slide, the benefit of those that can't affect this presentation, I'll just go through who we are, our technology partner, our manufacturing capabilities, fuel transfer and job creation, and the distribution channel network, including SME installation partner, and we'll just cover our
whatever technologies was created out of I'm sure of the fourth and development of the South African African broadcast collaboration mission. Various has they enjoyed an exclusive strategic partnership with the various technologies of Korea, and even digital broadcasting to see the device and we operate independently of our Korean partners and we can establish to create a real opportunity for meaningful competition in the supply of digital broadcasting devices in South African countries. Our board and our executive committee is made up of Black South Africans, and our board and team have extensive experience in broadcast digitization, specifically, and ICT management and operations. We present our own ICT dedicated to job creation and skills transfer in line with government objectives and other objectives. We will initially assemble set-top boxes that we will import components from our partner in Korea, and over time we intend to manufacture our own set-top boxes. In terms of our model, we will subcontract the assembly facility to a local third-party manufacturer subcontracting all the time. Our partner, we have the ability to manufacture and support at least 200,000 desktop boxes a month. And we also gradually increase that content and extend upon our allocation. So the number of desktop boxes we manufacture is still the greater our allocation, the more boxes we can create, and the more skills we'll be able to transfer. We have a detailed transfer and job creation program schedule. Our skills transfer and job creation program is being developed in 320 South Africans in the previous period. More jobs will be created over time as they become more established in the broadcast and manufacturing. This includes exports as well. South Africans will be trained in the areas of software and hardware design, conversion, information communication technology development, quality control, research and development, and more training. From a skills transfer and job creation point of view, there will be training both locally and regionally, regional depots throughout the country, and as well there will be training of our partners. In terms of our distribution channels, we will distribute set-top boxes through government-specific channels in subsidized markets, and we will also distribute set-top boxes to established private partners and so on. We will work with SME distribution partners in both urban and rural communities to get our boxes in some of our allocation. We will also develop our SME installation partners as part of our skills transfer program with our partners will include our technology initiatives to provide after-sales support. Our technology partner area was established in 1999, where besides being a set-top box manufacturer, they also provide integration and technical consulting in the area of digital broadcasting. They have about 17 employees in their headquarters in Korea, and 376 worldwide, with about 6% being engineers involved in the mission. So, Area enlisted on the Korean project since 2005. They have branch offices in South Africa, of course, Argentina, India, and China, as well as factories in Korea and China. Area has a leading set-top box manufacturing company has been accredited by a major European bank for excellence in design and manufacturing of TVR. They have patented multiple TVR technology. They are ISO 9001 certified out of the Korean factory, and they are widely recognized as a premium partner. Major references to Aaron in terms of moving and working here, Fish TV, KTV satellite operator. In South America, we work with Throttle, which is a satellite and telecommunications company. We also work with Cablevision, which is the number one Kodak cable operator in South America. We have partners in Eastern Europe, and including partners from a chipset point of view are leading chipset manufacturers such as Broadcom and Renesas. From a traditional access to middleware point of view, doing browser management, doing business such as Kodak, Magento, Navigation, Access, and other. And we have licenses for HDMI, Dolby Digital, and ECG. Our sales and strategic value, every career through various South African suppliers, CBRs and three generic set-top box companies such as Centric and other regional contracts. Every career also provides technical consulting on the foundation to the sector and local countries and companies. And in supplying area of South Africa with manufacturing capabilities, various careers will also empower areas of work to source stuff. Part of the strategic value between the relationship to the entrepreneurial career includes the important cost of manufacturing and getting set up on the cost of covering the ICT operation efficiency. And our strategic relationship will also include the various efforts to manage the company identity. Eventually, through the strategic partnership, various efforts will establish its own global research and development.
Thank you. We are.
In the sense that they are shareholders, that we are partners in the venture. The last bit is we are self-contracted in this model. In the sense that for us to create a manufacturing facility is the timeline for migration to the so in order to get our box to market, we need partners
subsidized market.
at the moment, in terms of the employees that they have now, they have at least 800. And then with that allocation we see from government, so there will be an additional 300 jobs that they will create to manufacture the cost.
Okay, thank you.
$800. Just in a general economic space for a cost.
As a follow-up chairperson, we asked other presenters this question because we are faced with a first deadline. Now, what I really have is a document that to capitalize in our investment.
so they are able to have more than 2 legs migration over of the existing or participating insurance. We do have clear rules in this country. The government, we set the policy, we go tell it in 65 times. In that situation, we continue to do that. So everything has an advantage to be here. I think we're able to we still see a separate box as a means for the medium to long term, in the next say 10 to 15 years being available in the market. I think that ensures that we correct. But our vision is to try to achieve the market so that we can proceed and go forward in the next 20. Set of control systems remain the risk component to protect investment from the government. We are putting 2.4 billion. I think the issues that we read around the world that is going to be used and so on and so on. We are concerned about the content. The other issues of the industry in terms of the incentives, the CCI is going to be incentive structure. DST is going to be incentive structure. That's not what can go into my platform. So I think we are concerned about the end user to the we would love to have all the commentary same experience, we are the students, the same as you know, in the KTV in government. So they are able to view better quality data in high definition, everything size in the future in the so far we are committed that we will be able to look at the issues and be able to address the issues and be able to review the project that we gave yesterday.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee. And thanks to all our operators who are here and all of you who are positioning yourself to manufacture the set-top boxes. In commensurate to the policy statement that was issued after your deliberations here, we as regulators will be very flexible. We will also try and be creative, but always remember that we cannot go outside our regulatory framework, but we'll try as much as possible to accommodate the spirit that prevails here. And please, no litigation, it will delay the process. And please, there is not win-win situation. Win something and lose something. If we are all prepared to do that, I can assure you, we will, you know, migrate successfully. Thank you.
For us, I think I would like to concur with the community. So the government of people is important, but we bear in mind what important role the sector is going to play now that we're starting to do. Given access to information, given access to programs, given some entertainment,
out of it, but it's not a
they did not cause this problem for them to be there. They just caused people for fun to come and give us some donor. I understand success, my husband. I understand success is your might be married to their position. But it's important to respect our attempt that seeks to address and help the people of our country. And then everybody will see they are to execute what we want them to do. If you all see after this interaction and after this liberation that you are going to have with yourself, what you are going to engage as a cultural committee, together with yourself and other stakeholders that you send in mind sometimes. If you come to a point that we feel this is not the right direction that we are taking, you will be compelled to change your policy or to move away from it, whatever thing that you call it. But in the spirit of good work that has been done, thank you all for coming. To tell the truth, I've never heard that there are other options. I only know the FCC. Since I think I'm 4 months now in the community. Is this FCC out? What is this thing? I've never heard that there might be other members that went to the left by the people, Garab or whoever that is, one of the ones who is the FIR. I've never heard also of the guidance by MN. One of the critical things for one, when people still want fighting of the majority of people, all, especially those that are decision makers, is to make it a point that you present all options, whether they favor your interest or not, to give them. These are the options that are there. And then you motivate for the one that you want. Do not take out everything that you don't want and put the one that you want. Because when times like this happen, honestly, because as I said, I'm representing 40,000 members, as you might see. I represent more than 5 million young people in this community. It is my interest to make it a point that whatever we will be engaging on as government, especially to our own community, we take the interest of our people at heart. It is important that whatever money we spend, for that safety and for them to make it a point that young people benefit both. As I was asking those ones that had that lady there, what is the tendency of putting young people there just to look beautiful and not have any baby in terms of their body? Separately, this is our responsibility. If our department in their policy, they don't represent what you want, but it's a same applies for impact. If the regulations that they pass do not speak to the interest of our people, and we put away the best call there to those to talk to what you want. Unfortunately, we are not going to afford the best. The only way for us to come to office is to those votes of those people on the ground. We don't have, when we're in government, is to say, I want to have fast. It's not there. We depend on the voters. Therefore,
ours is to represent the end. Thank you. Thank you very much, member. The Portfolio Committee on Communications has for the past 2 days, 20 and 21st September 2011, gathered the players in the disaster recovery team project from EOC, DCI, ICASA, SACS, from CAPTAP, signals to producers and manufacturers to listen to all these stakeholders regarding the readiness for digital migration. It was reconfirmed by DOC that the plan is on track for launching DGC by April 21st. The Ministry has published amendments to the digital migration policy and intends completing the process. CASA reported that it will publish a draft amendment to the recent regulation before the end of September 2011. run the process concurrently with the policy amendment that is in public in the regulatory report and of the next. If all goes well, by January 2012, the regulatory framework will be executed and broadcasters can apply for the electoralization from the regulator. Broadcasters in particular on the street are committed to being ready to work for as long as all other assumptions, which include policy amendments, regulatory amendments, and FCC processes are completed in time. The Portfolio Committee on Communication therefore calls on the Department of Communication, the CASA, DPR, to facilitate this process to comply with their set target, which will lay foundation for broadcasters to prepare for the process. Are discussing and debate whether the FCC and for increased FCC is in reach and option for South Africa for a single content as transitional, in the public interest for consumers who are in the region of digital services. Also, discussion included the need for recording that to this process to close time to the country community and in particular to that. Primary beneficiaries, including in terms of manufacturing, skills, transfer, and rights to the industry. These discussions need to be fostered by the Department of Telecommunications and guidance to be provided. Manufacturers also express their commitment to ensuring that South Africa wins. I would like to encourage the Department of Communication to continue to engage other government departments and entities so that work force can be cut and we don't embark on a process going to cost us more. And further, also to engage DPI in terms of making sure that there is a movement in the development of the strategy for the anti-dump for the analog. We are aware that one of the main stakeholders in this process is the president. As you recall, that emanated from the discussion of the president. However, we feel that the process will be incomplete until the buffer does so that they can be reported to the farm of the decision rate. That effect, we see how to accommodate the buffer in due course to be able to make their presentation. We are better mindful that not everyone has been invited because of the time and experience, that we could not be able to invite everyone concerning this particular matter. The Portfolio Committee on Communication is satisfied that the country is ready for this matter. The committee emphasizes that the public interest is the guide for the finalization of the framework for digital migration, protecting and promoting of local content, protecting of the viability of the public broadcaster service as per the relevant legislation, universal service and access, benefiting rural and historical disadvantaged areas, access for people with disabilities, economic benefits for historical disadvantaged communities, and general transformational objectives. The pillars of the broadcasting system serving the South African public, building the nursing and social community in line with our constitution, to be the guide to this process. However, we note the initiative by Pelosi and also the willingness to go back and look into their timeline so that the realistic timeline can be set when necessary.
need to ask about. Cope.
I think it is a very accurate summary. Only one certain note that I want to put into my life. I don't know if we can concur at the end of this month, but I don't think it's a certain section, certain components in the section are there. And I don't think that this is an operational regulatory process in the same way. It could have an impact, and therefore it would be wrong to come to the conclusion that we are ready to think and edit, that we've done our investigating, and we're confident that everything is done. And as a member of the committee, I'm supposed to say that I have a mind
involved in the respect of other sections of our community.
We refer to sections in the industry, you know, as broadcasting, etc. I think I can consider that.
Thank you.